Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We wanted to talk today about the value of seeking understanding. We started trying to find some understanding on, you know, Chris's smoothness, but we're going to keep going here. Because, you know, oftentimes, Pat, you know, if we're not careful, we kind of miss the magnitude of a moment. You know, we fail to appreciate the value of something or someone because we lack understanding. And have you ever had the experience where you met someone and at the time you didn't think, you know, much about the person that, you know, you're meeting, except, you know, you exchange some pleasantries and hello and that type of stuff. And then, then you leave only to find out that, oh my goodness, that man, that person is a significant person in the kingdom of, you know, in the community, let's say, and they're doing, you know, some amazing things, or that person's a significant person in the kingdom of God. You know, their labor and what they're doing and the contributions that they've added are awesome. And you're like, wow, man, I met that person. I wish I would have known, you know, who that person was. Maybe we could have talked to them a little bit some more, or get a chance to schedule something later, you know, because it's always awesome meeting wonderful people that are doing things to help others. You know, you always want to say, man, you know, what are you doing? That's great. How can we share that with more people? Mm-hmm. And you've heard a story. You've heard maybe a story or two in your lifetime. I'm sure you've heard this before, where that person finds something that's very expensive, you know, at a yard sale or a garage sale, and the person that was selling it, you know, had no understanding of the value or significance that the item they were selling. I mean, how many times did that happen? People were, you know, giving away these silver coins, and, you know, they're selling all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you just sell my baseball cards to that guy for 10 cents? You know, Mom, did you know how much those things were worth? No, I had no understanding. It was just taking up space, so we sold them, you know. And there's just, listen, we couldn't even imagine how many things have been given away that way. But the person normally who sold them or gave them away in the yard sale and said, you can have that bag, take those away. They're just some autographs there of some Saints fans. But, got some attention. But they had no understanding that there was, they had value. And Proverbs 4:7 says that wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost you all you have, get understanding. Mm-hmm. Get understanding. And there is nothing like realizing after the fact that you missed or failed to recognize something. There's nothing like it. It's like, oh my goodness, did I just miss this? Mm-hmm. It was right in front of you the whole time, but you totally missed it. And it's so important to understand that we're just passing through this place called Earth, and our existence as we know it today will be no more. I mean, we're just kind of like passing through. And so if we're passing through with our eyes closed and we have no idea of what is around us or who is around us, mm-hmm. we fail to appreciate all the beautiful things that are there and the people and all the different opportunities that are right at our feet. You know, over the weekend, I had a chance to run into a young man who was here on the Gulf Coast from Canada. And they were checking out of the hotel, and as I was just talking to him a little bit, I said, well, did you get a chance to go to the beach? Because naturally, I'm thinking everyone that comes to the Gulf Coast goes to the beach. He goes, oh, no, we haven't. And I go, you haven't? And he has come all the way from Canada driving. Gosh. You know, I go, hey, do yourself a favor before you go back home. Take an extra 10 minutes, 15 minutes from here, and go see some of the most gorgeous beaches in the Gulf Coast, white sugar sand, emerald water. You got to see this thing. You're not going to see this all the time. Mm-hmm. But he had no understanding. He didn't understand. He did not know that just 15 minutes, he drove like hours, you know, across the country.
Days. What are you talking about?
Yeah, days to get to the Gulf Coast, mm-hmm. and doesn't even know that he's 15 minutes from the shore.
Wow.
Missed opportunities, right? Because mm-hmm. he didn't know. And I've heard it said that you don't realize what you have until you lose it. You know, I don't like that. I don't like that quote. Why does that have to happen, Pat? Why does that have to happen? You know?
Right.
That doesn't have to happen. It doesn't. You know, the quest that I have is on my heart is, you know, dear God, help me to know and never forget or miss the things that matter most. I mean, that's my prayer. I don't want to miss a thing. Mm-hmm. And to never allow the things that matter the least to compromise the things in my life, in our lives, that matter the most. It's amazing how that happens. Mm-hmm. That these little things, those little foxes that tear up the vine, you know? So things that matter most are being squashed sometimes by these little insignificant things that are all around us. And that's why it's important to know what are your values. What are your governing values? And to truly maximize life, to really live this to the fullest, and to avoid all, you know, as many regrets as you can, when it's all said and done, you need to know God. I mean, how could your values in your life be prioritized if you don't know Him? Mm-hmm. You know, how many times have I been at a deathbed of someone who's passing or someone that I've met later in their years, and they say, man, if I would have known, if I would have known then, would I know now? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Yeah, right.
It's nothing like wisdom. It's nothing like seeing, you know, life pass by that you realize, man, I could have done some things differently. Mm-hmm. I would have done some things differently. And it's only when you have a true abiding relationship with Jesus that we can begin to discern and seek understanding to determine what our values are. You know, the things that mean the most to us. And you must focus, you know, on getting the big rocks in. You know, I read somewhere that if you think of your life like a jar, you only have, it's a certain size, it's only a certain amount of space. Mm-hmm. And if you go ahead and allow, you know, all the sand and the little pebbles to get in the jar first, you're going to realize halfway through, or if you're lucky, that I wasn't able to get the big rocks in. And the big rocks are the things that matter most. Mm-hmm. And you realize, oh my goodness, I only have a certain amount of space left, and I can't get the big stuff in. I've let my jar be filled up with all the sand and the little pebbles and the little trivial things.
Right.
And the idea in your life is to get the big rocks in first, to get the things that matter most to you, the things that are your values that are so close to your heart. And once you've got those in, you can allow the little small things and the least things and the sandy things to fill in the crevices and the cracks, let them just kind of fit in. But you're not going to compromise the things mm-hmm. that matter most by these little stones and these little insignificant things. But sometimes, you know, we fail to recognize this because we get caught up in the daily grind. We get mm-hmm. caught up in the things that we have to do, the things that are, you know, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's this appointment, it's that appointment. And we don't sit back and say, hold on. That's why it's important to have some time of rest. Mm-hmm. It's important to step back and begin to look at the landscape and survey your life here to see, hey, am I in the zone? Am I doing? Mm-hmm. Am I moving in my value system? Is my stride where it needs to be, or am I off to the right? Am I off to the left? And that's when we can begin to take time and ask the Holy Spirit to help us to discern our ways and to help us see, you know, if we're in our value, mm-hmm. and are in our value zone, if you will. You know, they have a thing with athletes when they're doing well and the basketball player is on fire and he's making all these baskets, everything he touches the ball that's going in, they say he's in the zone.
Yeah.
He don't mess with it. He's in get him the ball. He's right. Hot. He's right. In the zone. Someone's out there running the ball in football and they're busting through all the guys trying to tackle him, he's in the zone. Get mm-hmm. him the ball. Don't pass the ball. Just hand it off to this guy and let him do his thing. Mm-hmm. He's hit his stride. And that's where we want to be. We want to be in the zone of our values. We want to be flowing and moving in those things because those are the things that matter. Those are the things that matter. You know, we are, you know, one of the things that we are as Christian believers, you know, we fail to recognize that we are God's treasured possession. We are God's treasured possession. And in Deuteronomy 7:6 says, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be a people of his treasured possession." And then the New Testament, this is still true, rings true today. God extends the invitation to all, to everyone, to be in his family, to be his people, to be his treasured possession. You know, a treasured possession means that it has significant value. When you treasure something, you don't leave it outside so, you know, a small child can knock it over, it can break, or mm-hmm. it can be taken, right? When you treasure something, you secure it, you have honor for it, you have an even special place that you keep it because it's important to you. You want to make sure that nothing happens to it. Mm-hmm. And a possession is something that belongs to you, right?
That's right.
Well, we belong to God. We are his treasured possession, something that he holds dear. And it's so important that if we don't have that understanding, we don't know that we have extreme value to God and that we belong to him, we're totally going to miss that relationship. When we get back from the break, we're going to continue to talk about this. But listen, this is why it's important that we seek understanding in all things so that we can seize the day. We're talking about the value of seeking understanding. The value of seeking understanding and how important it is to understand the times that we're living in, to understand the people that are in our lives, to understand what we're doing with our lives, who the Lord is. I mean, there's so many things that we need to get understanding. And we get understanding from God, from our relationship with him. But I'm amazed how many can just go through the motions in life and they fail to recognize people that are in their lives. They fail to recognize what God is doing and honoring the Lord and saying, listen, you need understanding here. Mm-hmm. You're missing something that's huge. And oftentimes people can become familiar. They can be, you know, pride is a way of blinding us so that we can't see, that we have, you know, no need of nothing. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus told the church of Revelation, you're poor, blind, pitiful, naked, you know, but mm-hmm. they said they were rich. That's what they were able to see. And I see that happening a lot, that many folks are just, they're comfortable with what they know or what they think they know. And then it's only till after they suffer painful experiences, Pat, only after they are down at the bottom that they look up and things become clearer and they become more sober-minded and things are not as fuzzy maybe as they might have appeared before in the past. Mm-hmm. And they look back and say, oh, wow, you mean that wisdom was there all along? Oh, wow, that opportunity was there. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, I would have did things differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you bump your knee a couple times, you fall on your face a couple of times, you get a couple scratches, you know, I know, mm-hmm. and you go back and say, man, I don't want to do that again. You know, I don't want to go around that block one more time. You know, got it, got the T-shirt, got the knee scrape on that, don't want another one.
Right.
And it's important. It's important if you want at the end of your life, if you want it to matter, if you want your life to have true significance for God, then you're praying for discernment. You're praying for discernment. You're listening. You're seeking. You're finding out. And what you understand of what you mean to God, that means everything. Because if you understand that your revelation and your understanding is that God loves you, I mean, you have extreme value. That think about the concept here. Thinking about this reality that the God in heaven, manager, creator of the universe, heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool, he's created thousands of galaxies. Mm-hmm. This is just what we know, right?
Right.
Imagine what we don't know. This is just what we know. We're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
That God loves you. I mean, that's like huge. It's unfathomable to me. It kind of wrecks my mind. I'm like, God, why? Mm-hmm. You know, David says, you know, I'm a sand. You know, what is it that you're even mindful of me? I remember you were talking to me one time about a way that we can almost get this revelation, a little bit of understanding when we compare ourselves to, what was it?
An ant. You think about it. If you look at, if you want to, if there was anything you could compare it to, it's like one of us looking at this ant mound and having this compassion on it and realizing the only way you're going to reach this these ants is you become one of them. That you might save them.
Wow.
That you leave, you know, think about us as a human being becoming an ant.
Wow.
That you might save this ant mound.
Wow.
Yeah, that those are the two. I mean,
wide spectrums.
Yeah, just that huge spectrum of us, you know, that
which is huge.
Sacrifice. Imagine.
Which
is
huge.
And their lifespans are what?
Nothing.
A blink of an eye.
I don't know. Until you squish it with your finger.
Exactly.
And think nothing of it.
Exactly.
That's
the only thing I can really compare it to, like Jesus leaving the throne room of heaven.
Wow.
With his Father, and he comes down to be one of us.
Right.
That he might save us. Think about that.
That revelation alone will just wreck your world when you just simmer and meditate on those things.
Mm-hmm.
You think about how God has blessed us with a mind to think, with a mind to meditate, with the heart to love him. And just it challenges me, Pat, when I think about, man, you know, I want to think more about God. I want him continually on my mind. When you think about all the stuff that floods folks' minds and the things that they think about, it's like, man, we can redirect those attentions and those focuses on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much to take in and to really understand. You know, God's not interested so much in what we can do for him. He's interested in our love for him. And we can spend years, lifetimes, understanding his love and receiving his love so that we can pour out his love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people are trying to love others, but they're loving them with what they have, and what they have is very little. You know, I can only love you to the extent and to the proportion that I know what love is.
That you know how.
Yeah, and if my love is, you know, an inch deep, then, hey, I'm loving you.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes we want to say, hey, man, go spend time with God and get a deeper revelation. deeper revelation of how much he loves you so that you can fill your cup up and your cup can go running forward.
Right.
And
that's how it works. That's how multiplication works. You give what you have, and then God gives you back 100-fold.
There you go.
You just keep pouring out, and God gives you more.
Well, keep pouring, and I'm on a quest to pour more because I want to grow in that. I want to grow more. It wouldn't be a shame to grow in all these other areas of life, but we don't grow in love. Love is the chief thing.
Totally missed it. Totally missed it.
Until we get asked the question,
did you learn love?
To love. You can learn a lot of things. You can get a lot of understanding.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking to myself right now. I need to learn.
I love you, brother.
You love me?
I love you.
Well, when we totally get an understanding of the value we have to God, and we understand that he's for us, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
When God is for us, we understand he is literally for us. Who in this world can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
Who can stop us? Who can derail us? Who can separate us from his love and him having our back? It truly empowers us to be able to relate to a wonderful Heavenly Father who is rich in mercy, who is full of love. And everything that he does, everything that he instructs us is rooted in love. Romans 2:4 says, or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? When we understand how kind and beautiful the Lord is and how gracious he is to us and what he has really genuinely spared us from, our only response is a gratitude. Our only response is an attitude of gratitude that says, God, I love you, and I want the whole world to experience this love.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.